USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Jury deliberations begin tomorrow in the civil rape trial against former President Trump. During closing arguments today in the civil case, a lawyer for E. Jean Carroll told jurors his client was exactly Trump's type and that he sexually assaulted her the same way he described treating women on an Access Hollywood tape. Trump denies any wrongdoing and claims Carroll made up the story to sell copies of her book. When it comes to the debt ceiling, the Biden administration thinks raising it is a no-brainer.
There shouldn't be negotiations on the debt limit. This is something that they should get to regular order and get to work on.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden will make it clear tomorrow when he meets with congressional leaders that the debt ceiling must be raised with no conditions, just like they did three times for President Trump. The Republican-backed Secure the Border Act, which was introduced last week, is receiving a veto threat from President Biden. That bill's aimed at cracking down on the flow of migrants over the U.S.-Mexico border. According to the administration, the bill would cut off access to humanitarian protections for migrants, make processing less efficient, and cut funding for programs that help local governments deal with incoming migrants. New rules for airline accountability have been outlined by President Biden after thousands were stranded during the holidays due to flight cancellations and delays that were not weather-related.
Many missed family gatherings, spent Christmas at an airport, waited countless hours in line or on the phone because there weren't enough pilots, there weren't enough personnel.
Airlines would be required to offer compensation beyond refunds, which would include the cost of hotel rooms, meals, and transportation for controllable flight cancellations or significant delays. And Wall Street is closing mixed to start off this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 55 points, the S&P 500 added just 1 point, and the NASDAQ went up by 21 points. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is worried about the migrant surge that's expected when Title 42 comes to an end Thursday.
I'm afraid these challenges will only get worse, and I'm afraid the federal government is unprepared to meet the demands of the expected influx.
Hobbs says Arizona remains committed to assisting border communities during what she's calling a challenging time. The National Association of Government Employees is suing the Biden administration over a law that sets the nation's debt limit. The union says the law is unconstitutional because it gives President Biden and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen authority to decide which payments to prioritize if the U.S. hits its debt limit. They claim that violates the separation of powers by taking over Congress's spending authority. The union wants to make sure workers aren't furloughed. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis doesn't want his state doing business with China. Today he signed a number of bills targeting that nation.
Florida makes it very clear we don't want the CCP in the Sunshine State. We want to maintain this as the free state of Florida, and that's exactly what these bills are doing.
One of the bills will prohibit China from buying land in Florida. Another bans Chinese-owned TikTok on state-owned devices and networks, and another stops all university partnerships with counterparts in China. And there's only one NHL playoff game tonight. The Vegas Golden Knights head north of the border to take on the Edmonton Oilers in Game 3 of their series, which is tied at one game apiece. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.